Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I work over in the fraud department. May I have your first and your last name, please?
Laura Watts.
Okay, thank you. And verify your shipping address, please.
812 East 156th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110.
All right, thank you. And also, do you have her email address you can verify for me?
Mrs. Watts at yahoo.com.
Okay, here has watts.laurie@yahoo.com. Would that be your email address that you would have used?
That's another one, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see if they got a phone number attached. Nope, they didn't put a phone number on this account. Okay, so on this account here, what it shows is, let's see what the products was that was order. It's still, okay, there we go. Okay, so it shows that this account was ordered, was open, sorry, opened back March the 8th, a technical bad warranty bundle that was for the shipping of $11.94. It has a technical bag for $7.95 that was also ordered that exact same day.
No.
Okay. Now, whoever ordered this technical bag, warranty bundle in that technical bag itself, they had your account to pay the shipping cost $7.95 and $11.94. Now, the charge that's on here for $56.95, that's for a membership to an online gadget store that came in 4 days later.
No.
Okay. Now,
I don't know. What about our tactical bags? I haven't ordered any bags or any kind of bag.
Okay. All right. So what we do in the fraud division is we take the IP address that's associated on this account. We do turn it over to your local police department. They're the ones that would do the investigation for us. They will let us know who's the owner of the IP address along with the time and the location they was in when the account was first initially opened. Now, once that investigation is over with, they do prosecute whomever opened up this account in your name. Now, understand you didn't order the product, but did you receive the product? Because the tracking number has it has been delivered March the 10th.
I haven't received anything. Like
okay.
I said, I didn't order any bags or I haven't received any bags or I got any membership or whatever the heck. Right now, I live with someone. I moved to someone else's home because I am homeless.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. Now, we can do the fraud investigation for you, but have you checked just to make sure no one else could have used your information to sign it for this service?
Well, I did, but who would say they did?
Well, I agree. Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, so we can do the fraud investigation for you. As with you going through with the fraud investigation, then I'm going to issue the refunds back to the charges that I'm going to refund the charges back to you that's on this account. So that would be the charge of $56.95, the charge of $7.95, and then the one that's on here for the $11.94. They will go back within.
Oh, go ahead. I didn't see all the rest of that stuff.
Yeah, they on there for March the 8th. That's where the $11.94 charge is. And then for March the 8th, again, you have the charge of $7.95. So you have those charges as well.
What is the $11.94 for?
The $11.94 on here, it shows that it's the technical bad warranty bundle.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm going to refund the charges back to you. Just give them 3 to 5 business days. They'll go back into your account.
How long it takes?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, hold on for just a moment. Let me finish processing those refunds for you.
Crazy. What kind of bag cost that much money?
Okay, thank you for holding for Ms. Watts. So I have taken care of that for you, okay? And the count is canceled so that nothing else is trying to be charged to your account as well.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you are more than welcome. Is there anything else that I can do for you this morning?
Well, no, that's it.
All right, yes, ma'am. Well, thank you again for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful and safe day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.